WJP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. While flying back to the U.S. from Europe, President Trump tweeted there's a good chance a deal can be reached between the U.S. and Mexico to avoid his 5% tariff. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett says negotiators have been making progress, but it's up to Trump to make the final call.
But whether they've done enough to satisfy the president, who knows this issue better than anybody, is something that we'll find out.
Trump has demanded Mexico take more steps to stem the influx of Central American migrants intent on reaching the U.S. border. The Labor Department reports only 75,000 jobs were added last month. Economist Gush Foshee says the job market might be slowing.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
The report appears to increase the odds the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates in the coming months. Investors reacted. Stocks finished higher on the day. The Dow up 263. S&P added 29 points. And NASDAQ closed up 126. A former Minneapolis police officer is sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the July 2017 shooting death of an unarmed woman who had called 911. Mohammed Noor addressed the court before sentencing today.
I knew in an instant that I was wrong. The depth of my error has only increased from that moment on. Working to save her life and watching her slip away is a feeling I can't explain.
Noor shot Justine Damon while she approached his squad car in the alley behind her home. John Hallman, a coach at a well-known Pennsylvania gymnastics training center, has been suspended until a hearing on a sexual misconduct allegation. Secret Service says the $64 million construction project will begin soon at the White House on what will eventually be a fence that is 13 feet tall. This is AP Radio News. A 79-year-old California prison inmate has been linked to dozens of killings in 14 states. Samuel Little has been talking with investigators from the various cities and states, including Cincinnati. Prosecutors there have indicted him for the killings of two women in the early 1980s. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters tells the Odessa American.
The FBI has told us that he's the most prolific serial killer in the history of America. They've been able to demonstrate over 50 of these already.
Little claims he killed 93 women starting in the 1970s. Detroit police think they may also be looking for a serial killer after the bodies of three women have been found in a vacant homes in the city. Police have released a photo of a person of interest who is known to be homeless, Police Chief James Craig.
We're hoping that the public will help us identify this person of interest so that we can have contact with him.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.